Hackers normally target individual companies or government departments, but the cyber attacks yesterday focused on the internet infrastructure itself. And in doing so, the hackers disrupted dozens of major internet companies like PayPal, Twitter, and Spotify. May explain why the Department of Homeland Security is investigating what happened. Dr. Jessica Barker is a cybersecurity consultant. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain about the company that was targeted at the centre of this? It's called DIN, isn't it? And it's what? It acts as almost a switchboard for the internet.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy. It's a domain name system provider. So when I request a website, for example, Google, I type in google.com, that sends a request through to the DNS provider, and they link up Google, what I'm asking for, with the IP address, so the string of numbers. So it basically means that we can remember memorable names for our website rather than the IP addresses themselves.
And the fact that it was targeted in this way suggests what about the vulnerability of the whole internet?
Well, I mean, DIN is one DNS provider, and so what's happened here is that one DNS provider has had some of their servers attacked, and it's had a big knock-on effect because DIN is a DNS provider for a large number of very big websites. So it highlights a lack of resilience there because one company has become a kind of single point of failure. Another issue here is that it's transpired that the attack has been carried out by a botnet, so the takeover, the compromise of Internet of Things devices, vulnerable Internet of Things devices like online cameras, cameras that go over the internet, CCTV cameras, and digital video recorders, and those devices have been taken over and used to send traffic to the DNS to bring some of its servers down.
Is it, I mean, we're talking about, you see the scale of this operation, does it suggest that somebody could take down large parts of the internet, perhaps in a whole country?
It shows that we certainly need more resilience built in. So having DIN as this single point of failure for so many websites certainly is highlighted as an issue here. To bring down the internet globally, you know, there's no one-off switch, and it would require a huge amount of traffic, this traffic in a botnet, to carry out a DDoS on the internet globally would be a phenomenal effort that's not technically feasible.
And the fact that the Department of Homeland Security is getting involved here suggests what? That there is particular concern that it's almost a form of terrorism?
Well, because it's so, you know, it affected a lot of huge websites, a collection of websites for American users primarily, for such a long time yesterday, that it's shown a vulnerability that the Homeland Security are taking very seriously.
Yeah, and they have put themselves forward almost as defenders of the internet here. I mean, who should be sort of taking on the role of ensuring it is robust and defending it?
It's a good and complicated question. The issue with cybersecurity is that, you know, there are no boundaries on the internet, so it's very hard for anyone to have jurisdiction over the internet. So it's really hard to regulate because it's a global problem. So essentially it needs international cooperation that can be quite difficult to manage.
And who, if you had to put a point your finger at somebody as to who would be behind it, where would you start?
It is genuinely too early to say. We don't have enough information. Anonymous have claimed that they have taken part in the attack as a defence of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, but other security researchers have looked at evidence that finds that's not the case. It's very hard to say at this point.
Dr. Jessica Barker, thank you.